This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, welcome to Loose Lips. We're back. I'm Sophie Brown.
I'm Robin Richford. And yes, we are back. This is where we hang out. We talk about all things that need talking about in your late 20s, early 30s, and hopefully it'll make you feel a little bit less alone. That's kind of what I've figured so far.
Yeah, make people feel like they're in a safe space, comfortable, like they're relaxed.
Sometimes I feel like I get too cushy though. Like, I feel like I forget that, like, you're listening, you know? Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, this is a safe space. I'll just air all my dirty laundry.
I'm the exact same, but oh well, might not go that far. Well, hopefully it does.
Yeah, hopefully it does. It's more fun that way, isn't it? How's your week been, Soph?
It's been good. It's been good. What have I been up to this week? Travelled down to London again.
This is all Sophie says. This is all Sophie says.
I do admit.
She arrived today. She arrived today at the studio, right? She goes from Manchester to London for the studio. And I'm like, you're right, Sophie. She's like, yeah, it's far, isn't it? Yeah, Sophie, same distance as before.
Yeah, but I think just because sometimes I'll do it as part of like a trip or a part of a work thing. When it's all in one day, it's quite a lot. That's all.
Listen, hon, came from Glasgow. I went.
Well, that's on you for relocating and getting a new job and being successful.
Damn you. Damn you. Do you know what? That actually sounds a bit like me and my friend always say the thing of like, that sounds like a you problem.
I always say that. Yeah, that sounds, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that sounds like a them problem. Like it's...
Yeah, it's a bit like, you know, you moved so tough, you know?
Yeah.
Is that how you feel about me, Soph?
Yeah, maybe. No, I mean, we're going to do some in the studio and we're going to do some over Zoom now.
Yeah,
so,
we are.
See how it goes.
Yeah, but we're definitely going to catch up because it's more fun that way, isn't it? We've just had a barbecue, so we're like, bleh.
Yeah, that was unreal. Recording an episode, we were told there was barbecue food outside. We've just literally chomped down on a burger.
Yeah, we have. And then Soph goes to me, are you a vegetarian?
I feel like the only time I feel like maybe I know this is when we went to Gail's and I think you said like the sausage roll is good, but you've not had it or something. I feel like because I got
yeah,
one,
that is something
or like
I would
it's
say.
Or like it's known for that. But
yeah,
that's the only thing I can remember where you probably have told me. I probably might. Have just
I probably not. Do you know why? Because I'm like deliberately not. I'm just deliberately not one of them. You know what I mean?
How are you doing that you're a vegetarian? Because you know,
I know the judgment that follows. No, because I just feel, you know that thing of like, how do you know they're vegan? Because they're going to tell you.
Oh yeah,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like actually don't really tell people, and also I eat fish. So like if I'm out with someone and. Like, I don't have to tell anyone because I just pick the fish, you know?
Mm.
And that was a whole other thing because when I say I don't eat meat but I eat fish, people are like, so you're a pescatarian? And I'm like, no, it just sounds so wanky, don't you think?
It does a bit. Like, there's all these different names. Like, what's flexitarian?
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah.
I'm like, you just don't want to be that gal at the dinner party like, oh, I'm pescatarian. Mm.
Is it for the animals? Is it for the planet? Is it for, what, is it just you've done it all your life?
Do you know what? I really want to say it's for the animals. Like, I really want to say that. I really want to be a stand-up citizen and just be like, yeah, I'm doing this for the animals. I'm not, though. basically what happened was, is like, it was actually, gosh, it was a few years ago now. And basically my partner went on tour. So he went on like a world tour thing, and he was away for like a year or something. And when he left and I was just cooking for me,
oh,
I realized that I was buying meat in every week, because that's just what you do. It's your food shop. Mm. And I was just binning it. Like, I wasn't cooking it, and I never really fancied it. And so then I was like, oh, I'm just going to stop buying it. Because one, it was a waste of money.
Yeah.
And two, I just have this thing where I hate binning food. Like, I just think it's so bad. And yeah, so I was like, just stopped buying it. And then when I was going out for dinner with like my friends and stuff, I would like get meat because I felt like I should, because I'm out for dinner. And then I was like, I just don't fancy it. And I just really went off it. And then I saw like a welcomed kind of outcome of that, where I always had really bad skin, like really bad acne. And then when I stopped eating meat and I cut back on dairy, my skin cleared up.
Wow.
That's mad, isn't it?
My old boss said that when he stopped eating meat, his dyslexia went away.
What the fuck?
Yes.
No, it didn't.
He's on another fucking planet.
He stopped eating meat, so his dyslexia went away.
Yeah.
Well, as someone that's dyslexic, I can tell you, I still can't spell a fucking thing. Not one thing.
I think he used to say things for effect. And I think that was probably one of them.
Mm. Yeah, I would have thought so. Mm. I mean, do you know what? There might be a science behind it. I was quite surprised about the skin thing, though. But apparently it's because of like the meat and stuff nowadays. It's not actually not the meat, I don't think. I think it's like the stuff they preserve it with.
Yeah, and they give them like
hormones.
Yes, hormones. Yes. Yeah. So then you're essentially eating that.
Eating the hormones.
My brother always says a good point, which is that like the government should just make it legal. Like, you have to be vegan, or you have like. So then you don't have a choice, and then you just have to do it.
Yeah.
Because if it's like that damaging, which it is, and we all just continue to kind of like feed into it. I always say as well, I should really go to the butcher and buy meat.
Yeah. See, I think I know this sounds really weird, and other people are like kind of the complete opposite. But I think, see, if it was like a farm and, you know what I mean, and they brought the animals up, and then I would think I would be able to eat them easier, which weirdly other people feel like they need that disconnect, right? They need to like look at chicken and not look like a chicken because they don't want that connection. But I weirdly think I would find it easier.
I do because the thing is as well, I'm so bad, like I've seen all these documentaries, you know, the ones where like people are like, it made me vegan, and it puts me off for like 10 minutes, and then I don't know, I can just like kind of, it doesn't, I mean,
Oh, I know what you mean, like the ones where you can kind of see all it happening
and that's
I really get that.
Maybe that's a reflection on me, but I know a lot of people are like
absolutely a reflection on you, so.
I mean, yeah, I should probably, I went vegan once for 3 weeks. That doesn't sound like a long time, but I didn't do any, this was years ago, and I didn't do any substitutes. So I was literally like making like vegan sushi and like sweet potato curry from scratch and stuff. And it was a lot.
It is a lot. That's what I realized. That's why I introduced fish again, because I didn't actually eat fish, and I honestly had zero energy because I didn't educate myself. So I was just eating carbs and cheese. And also I put on so much weight when I went veggie, like so much weight. Because I was like the chicken girl. Like I would have, if it didn't have chicken in
it.
Honestly, if it didn't have chicken in it, it wasn't a dinner.
Yeah.
Like they had a whole, like at college, that was a whole thing. Like Robin needs chicken. Like she can't function without it. So like, I used to just have chicken and veg and like, you know, it was healthy. Mm. And then when I kind of went off it, I then just found myself eating like carbs and like going out for dinner, like the vegetarian option's always like mac and cheese.
Yes.
And it's just like, heavy. I'd never eat that before. Do you know what I mean?
See, my dad is very, he's very traditional, and like he, you know, a meal is not a meal without meat in it. Like my mum can't really cook vegetarian dishes at home because she wouldn't really eat meat. She'd probably just fish. Mm-hmm. But my dad, like, you know, he loves meat, and that's the main part of the meal. And if it's not there, then he's like, you know, where's the rest of it? But
that is literally my family.
Yeah.
That is literally my family. Like my dad, like Christmas dinner is a whole, it's just a whole faff. Like it's a whole conversation for weeks leading up. What do you want for Christmas dinner? Dad, just make me the exact same Christmas dinner as everyone else.
Yeah.
But I'll just have salmon. No, you can't have that. So he goes and buys me all these like vegetarian tarts and like stuff I just never eat. Yeah. Like I never eat it. And then he has it all in the freezer now, like all these little falafel balls and shit.
he's prepared, ready for you to come home. Yeah, I think I my mum would be so okay if I was vegetarian. I mean, I don't live at home anyway, but like...
It's when you go there. That's the thing. Like when I used to go like... Or my dad thinks I'm like kind of hippie. He says that I like howl at the moon. He's like, oh, there she goes howling at the moon again.
Aww.
So that's why he just thinks that it's just part and parcel of my hippie cosmopolitan London behavior, you know.
Little hippie socialite.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. He's just like, oh, it's because she's lived in London. They've corrupted her. She's no longer Scottish. You're going to come and visit and I'm just going to be sat there with my spag ball, my pint of Tennent's.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, they actually do have a new light beer. I've never drank beer until I tried that beer and I was like...
Which beer?
Tennent's beer. Scottish.
I'm not a beer drinker.
No, I'm not. But then I tried this and I was like, oh, it's actually really nice. I was quite surprised.
I had a pale ale recently, did I? It was in a can by Seven Brothers. And it was really nice. Really nice. And I was like...
Surprising.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have that like tangy aftertaste. That's what I always associate with beer.
It was really... This one was really light. Mm. Like it was nice. I drank beer when... So at my old company, on a Friday, we'd have Friday beers at 4:30. Mm-hmm. It was just that. It was either like really not very nice wine or bottles of beer, but they were really nice and cold.
Yeah.
And I was like, so that's when I thought... And I can't like... The idea of a pint sounds nice, but that's too much liquid. And like the first few sips will be all right. But I couldn't. How do men, I say men and women, drink like pint after pint after pint?
I know, it's a lot of the liquid, isn't it?
A lot.
And your stomach. Have you ever tried Guinness?
Well, I was in Ireland recently for a hen do.
Oi, oi.
And pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy.
It was actually on St. Patrick's Day. It was amazing in Galway. But I had...
Oh, wait, like the song?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They like hate that there. So
do they?
We all like,
I love that song.
They started to play it at one point. We were like, yes. And then they just cut it into something else. And I was like,
oh. I love that song.
Sad times. I love it.
Go again.
I can't sing. Go away, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, jeez. Well, do you know what? It just makes me feel like I'm stepping into like the Celtic Irish world, but I bet it's like stereotypical, maybe.
Well, I think so. But yeah, I had a sip of Guinness. I had a taste of one. I didn't have my own.
Not nice.
It was like a picture I uploaded with the Guinness, and I was like, I didn't drink that.
Of course you didn't.
I tried it though. I did try it.
Get on over to the gram and it looks like she drank the whole thing.
It was, I mean, it's not awful. It's just not, I wouldn't then go and get another one or choose to have it. That's all.
No, I know what you mean. I've done the shots of baby Guinness.
Oh my God. Yeah. Baby Guinness is delightful.
But it's not actually Guinness. Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I did in fact know that. Have you not had them very long or just when you found out?
No, like I've just been drinking them thinking it's a little glass of Guinness.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
What?
It's not though. It's just because it looks like one.
It's Tia Maria and Bailey's.
Yeah, well, so I know that now.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is.
Well, I know that it's not. I know is it's not.
You've never seen
Guinness.
Them making it though when they pour it like over a spoon. Did you think, how have they done that with Guinness?
It's a really good point, actually.
Yeah, you obviously weren't paying attention.
No, by the time the baby Guinnesses are coming out, good hon, point. I cannot see anything.
They're fantastic. They are. They go down like a dream.
They are honestly the best.
Yeah.
So for ages, I was like, yeah, I like Guinness. And I don't.
Baby Guinness.
I like baby Guinness. As long as it's in a small glass, I'll drink it, is what I thought.
Mini anything is nicer, though.
It's so true.
It's like cuter and just
it's just
better.
Cute. It's so true. I even love mini toiletries, you know.
I love miniature anything. You know, like they call it, what do they call it? There's a name for it because they do it on purpose. Like say you're in a cosmetic store or anything and near the till, they've got all the little miniatures. Like if you're in America and you're at Sephora and like by the till there's like baskets of, and I want it.
I want it all. Do you know, I have the teeniest little bottle of Marc Jacobs perfume. But I mean,
both got it.
Oh my God, yes, you were there.
It's so cute.
It is so cute. It's like half the size of my finger. Probably smaller.
And it's full on glass and everything. So it's like a proper, I love little stuff like that. Little mini alcohol bottles, but like the nice ones and the little.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love a miniature, mate.
Miniature everything.
Should we get onto the topic then?
Yeah. That's it, isn't it? Miniatures. We're talking about miniatures.
Today's topic is miniatures and baby Guinness. No, we're actually talking about friendship today. Mm. And this one has come up because you might have remembered from a previous episode, I am moving, or, you know, in the process of hybrid living. I made that.
I made that
term up.
I love
it. Is that
it.
A thing?
It is now.
Where you living?
Hybrid living. Oh my. She made a new phrase out. I love that.
It's cool, isn't it? So it's basically where I'm going to live in two places and pay an extortionate amount of money in order to do so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not the best plan I've ever had in my life, but it is my current reality. And I am going to have a base in Glasgow and I do need to find some friends. So that's where we were like, let's talk about friendships.
Yeah.
Because friendships in your late 20s, early 30s are so difficult to navigate.
Yeah.
Because I think when everyone gets to this age, they have those solid friends that they've had for years. So whether they met them at uni or school, and you forget that actually through your early 20s and like late teens, that actually you are building like building blocks of a friendship, right? And then,
yeah.
But so sometimes when I meet people now, I go, gosh, it's so surface.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
And so then I'm like, oh, I don't want that. So then I don't actually invest the time. But actually, yeah. If I thought about it, all the drama, you know, going through, you know, whether it's breaking up with people in your early 20s and calling your friend because you're upset, like all those are building blocks and you don't see that at the time.
Yeah.
But then actually, when you kind of get to this age, then, you know, they've turned into like solid friendships. Mm. So then I think there's that area of comparison, right? Of being like, do I want, you know, another friend in my life that's like, if it's not that?
Yeah, I think that's so true. And I think that I'm the type of person that like, and I do this like relationships as well. So like both romantic and like friendships. If I meet someone and I like them, I'll invest a lot of time in it.
Yeah.
And like, I'll put loads of effort in it. And I've done that like recently with friendships, like over the last few years. And like, I've not got it back. And like, it's kind of shit sometimes because you're like investing that time and you think, oh, they're going to be like a good friend. And then they just don't give you that kind of like that same thing back. But I think it's just when we're older, I don't know. I think it's harder to make friends.
Yeah, because, it's harder, I think.
And then like the friends I've already got, like my really old friends, a lot of them are like, I feel like a lot of our priorities are different because like I'm single and I have a lot of friends in relationships. I think it depends. It differs friendship group to friendship group and that kind of thing. But like that can mean that although we're like, you know, great friends, our priorities, are different.
And also that kind of like day-to-day life can be, you know, almost like opposite, you know what I mean? So then that's tricky, isn't it? Because you have this solid friendship and it's someone you absolutely can rely on in times of need, but then you don't necessarily have that much in common anymore.
Yes, I think that's such a good point. Like when you're at school, you're all doing the same thing, you know, you've got the same friends, like all the same things are happening. But when you're like 10 years on from that, it's completely, like I have friends where we don't really have anything. I'd still love them, but like we don't have anything in common anymore.
No, I know. There's someone actually once said to me, which I actually thought was a really good thing, where they said, you know, you don't need to get everything from one person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can have your friends that are like brilliant on a night out, but are a bit crap when crisis, you know, comes in. Or the ones that you ring, you know, when you have like deep conversations with, like, I've got a friend, I used to dance on the cruise ships, and I've got a friend that like just through the years we've like built this kind of friendship where, you know, we actually talk quite like deep, like we only see each other maybe like twice a year, but like I feel that kind of like deep connection with her, which is I guess slightly unusual, but like we were saying just like the last time we saw each other, but gosh, we've never actually been on a night out really.
Yeah,
because it's almost as if we both go to each other as that kind of friend.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's really interesting how different friendships can come. But I think if you give it time, meeting people in your late 20s, I think it's just that expectation, like you say, of I've invested so much, like, and I need it back. Like, but I wonder if you just kind of go with the flow more. Not you, but one goes with the flow more.
No, I think you're right, to be fair. And also because people do have their really close friends, some people just like don't necessarily have the time or the space for like new friends, and it's not because they don't want that, it's just because they're already very busy in their lives. So it's kind of like trying to tackle, It's really difficult, and it's difficult knowing how to split your time because you want to keep those friendships that you've had for years, but sometimes they're not the healthiest to keep and you're putting your time and effort into it, whereas actually you could probably make space for like some new friendships that bring something different to the table.
Yeah, that you're maybe more aligned with.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Welcome to the Train Happy podcast with me, Tally Rye. This is the podcast that helps you have a feel-good relationship with fitness, food, and body image. Each week, we'll be digging into an intuitive and inclusive approach to our health and well-being as we're joined by leading experts, friends of mine, and you to hear more about the journey of letting go of diet culture and feeling good in the skin you're in. It's a podcast for everyone, no matter what body you're in. You can find us wherever you found this podcast. Just search Train Happy wherever you get your podcasts and hit follow.
I went through a period when I moved to London. I left everything, you know, at home. And there's been some friends from school that have kind of gone on through that journey with me. But I remember having that transition period, and it was much easier because you're in your early 20s, I remember having that transition period, exactly what you say, where I was kind of a bit like, I'm actually going to have to, like, it was getting to a point where I was making like so much effort to hold on to these friends I had at home.
Yeah.
And I also think there was a bit of pride in that as well, in the sense of like, I don't want to be like, I've moved away and now we're not friends.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, but then actually without letting go of them, I would never have now got the friends that I currently have who are, you know, my best friends as well. So yeah, I just think you're right. You almost have to, like, I guess, allow space for people to come in.
Yeah. As you get older and you have maybe less in common with some of your old friends, you sometimes need, yeah, like a fresh perspective on things, or like when, I don't know, just sometimes you need people in your life as well. Like they say, what do they say? You are like the five people you surround yourself with.
Yeah, you're the average of the five people.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
If I think about that too much, it stresses me out.
It's a lot that, but it is so true. And I do think, like, when you go through periods of your life, like, say things aren't fully going your way or you're having a bit of a bad time, it makes a difference, like, who your friends are at that point. Like, 100%.
100%. Because it also either, you know, takes you off track or keeps you on track.
Yeah.
Because you can't help it. Like, we're like, I think it's like an actual nature thing, you know.
Is it?
Apparently, yeah. Mm. Like, that we want to belong to a tribe.
Right. Yeah. You want to be a part of something, mm-hmm. and you want to be like, you know, in it, like integrated into a friendship group. You don't want to be like the outsider or the, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's so true.
But you are right. It'll impact your decision making. You know, I always used to think that about more ex-boyfriends, to be fair. But like, if they had their best mate was an absolute douchebag, I never thought that was a good idea, because you know that, like, the minute you have a little argument, they're gonna be like, get rid of her. And it's like, that's not a good influence.
That is so true. Also, that's such a good point as well, because obviously when you like vent to like friends or even family, like about a partner, obviously the way that you speak about them, or even if it's about a friend, the way that you speak about them is the only thing that, like, they're going to hear. So that's the opinion that they're going to have. So if you feed them, obviously, just all negativity, and they themselves are just a bit like, yeah, get rid, you can end up, I mean, people get convinced to, yeah, like, leave partners and stuff like that, or cut friendships, or make really bad decisions because, like, a friend has been like, yeah, do that, even though... it's not what you would have done.
Absolutely. And it's really interesting. And also, a good friend tells you what you don't want to hear.
Yeah.
I have been there, like, my best friend is, you know, we kind of have this unwritten kind of rule. We've actually never said it to each other, but we kind of have this thing where, like, you know, and, you know, in public, we will always be like supporting each other. And then when we're in private, you know, we kind of say to each other, that wasn't a great idea. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Or I actually think you need to take a step back and think about how you've treated them. Or, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and that's when you know you've got a good friend that will tell you there isn't a yes person, you know, that isn't just going to be like, yes, absolutely dump them. Yeah. Like, I know when I've gone through tough times and, you know, my relationships, having a friend that goes, hang on in there, you've got a lot of stress at work at the minute, like there's loads of other factors that are influencing this, just hang on in there just for a little month and see how you feel, like, those are the ones that you know that are like the good friends.
I'm just seeing how much sugar's in that drink, sorry. It's 20 grams of sugar in this.
Oh my god, right, so that's what I was looking for, because I have been hunting.
I haven't drunk it all.
I've been hunting this office for sugar today, haven't I?
Yeah, it's a no sugar office.
It's a no sugar office. When we came into the studio today, Soph whacked out that. I won't say what it is.
No. A high caffeine drink.
A high caffeine drink that has a lot of sugar.
Which is naughty of me anyway. I don't recommend these.
No, I know, but they are yummy. And they're really great if you need a little pick-me-up. So I said, okay, well, if we're not going to do vodka today, I'm going to go find sugar. And I ran around this office and everything. I mean, we have this amazing big smeg fridge outside the studio. We've got all these supplies. We just had a barbecue. No sugar.
No sugar. It's sugar-free zone.
I'm not up for that.
No.
But you've got all the sugar. You've got enough sugar for everyone.
Literally. Fuck. Oh, well. I think I needed it, to be fair.
When it comes to friendships, you should share your sugar. So
yeah, well, you think, do you want some? I've probably spat in it.
Yum! Now we're bonding. Now we're on a completely different level.
Sorry. Back to the program though. Apologies. That's my that's my ADHD. But genuinely, I get so distracted sometimes.
That's all right.
Like, I'm like,
it's the look in your eyes. I thought, what's she going to say?
It could be anything.
It could be. This is what I love about you. I love it so much. This is literally my favourite thing about Soph, is that I'm like, I look in her eyes and I'm like, what is she going to say?
Who knows?
Honestly, I don't know what she's going to say. And sometimes I look and I'm like, she's on the same wavelength as me when I'm chatting away and whatever I'm saying. And then she just comes out and she's like, oh. She does this thing where she goes, oh.
Oh.
And then she just sits there silent for a bit and then she's like, yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, come on, we can't agree on everything. That would be...
No, it's great, you know, that we don't, but it's really funny because when I think you're going to agree, you don't. And then when I don't think you're going to agree, you do.
Oh, so keep you on your toes. It's a mystery.
We should talk about our friendship, actually.
Yeah.
It's really interesting that you can actually meet people through like work or whatever it is you're doing. And yeah, it kind of can, I guess, blossom.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's...
She's like, this is the moment where she doesn't agree.
No.
She's like, I absolutely hate her. When does this recording finish?
I'm signed into a contract, unfortunately, so I can't leave. No, I think you're right. And I do think, though, that's the beauty of, especially like friendships as you get older, because you know what you want from a friendship. You know, you don't want it to be drained, because you do meet people where they really drain you. And it's
Why is that? It's so weird, isn't it?
I've had friendships like that. And it's so, like, number one, there's just never any space for you. So if you ever have an issue, they somehow either turn it on themselves or they're just not interested in listening when you've listened to their issues for hours on end.
Do you think that's what it is?
Yeah. And I just, it's like, it's just those type of people as well that just like dwell on the past all the time. And it's like, we're trying to move forward, not backwards. And like, don't get me wrong, I love a bit of a gossip and it's, you know, a chat and whatever, but not like that when it's just, it is literally emotionally draining.
It's so weird. So I had a friend where... they didn't, like you say, you can kind of notice those things. But like, if I walked away, this is how I can explain it. If I walked away from that conversation and I told someone else what they said, honest to God, I wouldn't be able to justify that there was anything wrong with what they said. But for some reason, I walked away drained.
Yeah.
That is the kind of friendships I can't get my head around, where I'm like, they technically did nothing wrong. And I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And it's so strange that some people, but I guess it's just a marrying of energies. There she goes, hippie again, howling at the moon. But I wonder if it is like, I kind of like, some people you just, you know, when you go, oh, I just vibe with them, you don't know why.
Yeah. Going back to you and I do think we do vibe. We do just get on. It's not difficult. We're not trying to like force anything.
No.
It's nice. And I think that friendships like that are important, when you're in your late 20s, because you're busy and you're doing this, that, the other. And you just want people that are supportive, you can have a laugh with, like, that they don't drain your energy. And, like, you know, we don't get to see each other all the time, but, like, when we do, it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's always fun. Yeah. And I always walk away and I'm like, I'm energized from it.
Woo.
Woo. I'm like, yes.
Take on the world.
I was like, oh, Robin, why you got spring? And you said, oh, I just saw Sophie in her caffeinated drink.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is a sort of a... fill up my lips, sorry. I'm at it again. My lips are really dry and I don't know why. I hate dry lips.
This girl, honest to God, if I can keep her on track for one full episode, it'll be an absolute miracle. Honestly. That's kind of what I love, though. That is what I love. It's so fun.
What was I going to say? Right.
No, Who knows? Sophie, I do not know. We've just realised I cannot read you at all. I'm getting better.
No, I was going to say, I tell you what, that is such a good compliment from a friendship, in the way of if someone makes you feel good when you spend time with them. And I love those type of, you know, friendships where you do come away from it. And that's what, you know, who really we should surround ourselves with. But I think it's so hard to let friendships go. Like you said, if you move to another city and you're just fighting hard to keep that friendship alive and you don't want to let it go, or you just outgrow each other and you have different priorities, or like they're just not good for you as a friend. Like it can be so hard to then be like, how do you sort of cut that person out of your life, but without, you know, it's difficult.
How do you cut a friend out? It's so hard. I went through that in my mid-20s probably, where I had a friend that I was like, this has actually got to a point where it's not healthy.
Yeah.
Like it's actually got to a point where it's like, it's actually consuming my thoughts, you know? And I was just like, this needs to change. Like, because but how do you do that? You don't. I think the best advice I would give in that situation is to slowly distance yourself.
That's what I was going to say. Just start, not texting, not reaching out yourself.
Not reaching out. But also as well, I think like if they text, it's like, you know, well, I don't know. Some people would actually disagree with that. Some people would say you have to be open and honest and just be like, listen. But I think if you've tried that, like I had tried that where I'd gone like, I'd kind of like got to a point where I was like, listen, this has really pissed me off.
Yeah.
And like where we just were not aligned in values, it, you know, we're all always just kind of coming up against barriers because we weren't aligned. And like what I thought was okay was not what she thought was okay, and vice versa. So it was just like, it just got to a point where we were just like, that, like, it was a shame because we actually enjoyed each other's company. Do you know what I mean? But then actually years later, you know, we both grew up and like, yeah, we're back being friends again, which is actually so lovely.
Yeah.
And it's really weird because we had such a deep friendship. Like it was a deep kind of, I don't want to say connection, that sounds a bit much, doesn't it?
I do feel like those kind of like best friends that are almost like soulmate best friend, like that connection you have, it's like it's a very deep connection. Like you can share so much of your life with them. It's like they say, don't they, like some people, like obviously your soulmate doesn't necessarily have to be like your partner, it can also be like a best friend.
Absolutely.
It's because it is, and that's why sometimes when those break down, like I had a friend when I moved to Manchester, I had to make friends. I didn't know anyone. Like found a girl on spare room to live with, like I didn't know anyone. So my job was where like all my friends were. It's a very sociable company, to its detriment sometimes. Like we did stuff all the time, go out in the week, like at the weekend, like those were my friends. And I had like a super close best friend. I mean, like we did everything together and we had like a real connection and like we got on so well, you know. And then I feel like this happens a lot, but then she started dating a guy, got a boyfriend, and that was it. Like she literally just deserted me, and not even like it, just her, and her communication and everything was just, and it really, I was so upset about it.
I think that's such a common thing.
I was devastated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I really was.
I've cried over friends. Okay, not more. But I have. But there has been times that I've, like, you know, like, parted ways with a friend. And it's hurt me way more than any boyfriend.
Yeah, it's horrible. Because you do, you spend, you know, so much time with that person. And almost like a safe space where you just have fun and whatever. And then for them just not to be there. And it makes you feel just really lonely.
Absolutely. And also as well, especially if you feel like, you know, you've kind of built, like you say, kind of invested all that time and like you've built that friendship up, and then to kind of start again is hard. I think the key really is to have kind of as many different types of friends as you can.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm figuring out. Like the older I get, the more I'm like, actually, you know, it's okay to have, you know, friends that you only see twice a year.
Yeah.
But every time you see them, you love it. You know, and it's kind of okay. And nothing kind of changes if they're the right kind of person. But I find that there's been friends that I've had in my life that I've been friends with for years that I then realized that when our lives went in different directions, they were actually just circumstantial friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually we're not aligned, you know, with what... I don't want to say morally, that's not right. It's not like one's a murderer and one's not.
Yeah.
Guess who the murderer is? No, I'm joking. But I do think like it's that kind of like, moral compass, I guess.
Yeah.
What you think is okay and what they think is okay can be so different, and what you value in life. And like the older you get, the more I think that comes out.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
No, 100%. I was a guest on a podcast, and it was this, she's an amazing woman. She does a lot of sort of coaching, and she does, you know, manifestation and all of that, which I do a tiny bit. Like, there are affirmations I'll say to myself, or I'll write stuff down. That's what I do. Like, if it's a goal or something, I'll write it down so it's like on paper.
Yeah.
But we were talking about like relationships and stuff, and she said like, you shouldn't be like afraid of people coming into your life or like push them away because she would say every person does have a reason for like mm-hmm. coming into your life. So it's like a lesson. So even if they come into your life and then they sort of do just go back out again, like everybody does have and I think there's certain friendships where they are just, yeah, circumstantial, or you just need that person at that time.
Yeah.
And then they're like a fleeting visit and then they just sort of leave your life.
I know, it's weird that though, isn't it?
Like, imagine.
Nice way to think about it though.
Yeah, like more of a, because it's more of a positive thing then, because it's like, right, I've kind of learnt my lesson or whatever. Because even if it is like a damaging friendship, you learn from that because you're like, I won't do that again. But it's crazy to think like all the people that come and go in our lives.
That's deep, like, but it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, and like friendships and how, that's crazy.
It's crazy to think, yeah, that actually, this is where I find decision making like, you know, if you thought about it too much, you would be paralyzed into doing nothing. Because yeah. I always think about life and be like, gosh, if I had made that one decision differently,
yeah,
life could be completely different.
I know.
For better or worse, you know? Like, and that's quite scary, isn't it? But I do think what's quite freeing is like no decisions forever. So like, for instance, if you have got a friendship and you've backed off because you're just like, this isn't right, you know, and like it's consuming so much of your time and energy and you're drained, that actually doesn't necessarily mean it's forever.
Yeah.
And I have kind of learned that sometimes it is forever and it's rightly so, but sometimes it's actually not, because you both, oh my god, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
What was that? It came out my mouth. But I think sometimes you like both go away and you mature and you come back and like then you are more aligned, or
yeah.
But I don't love at this age where there is a certain thing with friendship that I kind of have noticed, like, so a lot of my friends get married, having kids. I don't really appreciate that. It's like, oh, if you're not doing that, then you don't have much value in the conversation. I don't know if you've ever felt that.
Yes.
But I have felt that a little bit in like the kind of like late 20s, like not judged, but slightly judged for the way I live my life, because it's not necessarily the way that, you know, is the typical way. But in my opinion, maybe I'm just, I don't know, in my own little world, but I don't think there is a typical way to live your life. I just think everyone does it at completely different times, and that's okay. But my opinion is still valid, and I can still be part of the conversation. Just because I've not, you know, I don't know what a bugaboo pram is, doesn't mean that I can't be a good friend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know, that's so true. And I feel like that, and I go through that a lot, because I'm based in Manchester. Like, I live this city life. Like, I'm single. Like, I like to have fun. Like, I, you know, I do all of that. And I've got a lot of friends at home that are very settled, and I do feel judged like sometimes by them, and I don't know whether they mean to.
No, I don't think anyone does, to be fair.
It's just in different positions, and like, you know, good for them, and I'm pleased that they're happy and settled down and that's their life. But like, I like my life as well. Like, that's what I enjoy. Like, we shouldn't then say anyone else, you know, or like, it should just be, yeah, everybody does things at different times. Everybody wants different things. Like, I want to, you know, settle down, have family, all of that. But, you know, where I am right now is not that.
I think you're right. And I do understand, like, my best friend's pregnant at the minute. And she even said to me, like, oh, you know, I want to go and find some mum friends that are going to, you know, absolutely, totally understand that. Because you're like, you need to have someone that's kind of going through the same things. And, you know, what are those kind of questions that you ask people? And I'm quite similar. I want to, you know, be friends with people in the industry that I'm, that are kind of similar to me, and that maybe are taking a bit longer to have kids and get married and do all of those things. So I do get that, like, there can be kind of circumstantial things, but I do think it is important to not just kind of dismiss it. And the other way around, like, just because that I, you know, like to do career stuff or whatever I like to do, not dismissing someone because they want to have four kids. Do you know what I mean?
No, I know. I think that's where it comes into the fact that these friends that, you know, are from school or whatever, that you've had a really long time, like, you are all gonna do life at different times and different, like, speeds and things. And I think that sometimes that can come in the way, not come in the way of the friendship a bit, but I think that is just part of growing up, to be honest. Like, you know, I've got really close school friends that will always be friends, but we're just very different in where we're at in our lives, and that's fine.
But it
just means that. It's like when I've had friends, like, then they've just bought a house and they've been renovating it. And then, like, I'll meet up with them and it'll be like two couples and they've just both bought the house and renovating. And they would literally talk about, like, every detail of that.
Magnolia paint.
And I'm like, I'm so, you know, proud of you all for doing that. But it's like, it's almost like it just turns into their whole lives at that point and all their conversations. I'm like, oh.
So you're doing that judging thing you were talking about.
Well, no, I mean, if I'm sat, no, but, like, I mean, if I'm in that conversation and I'm sat there and I'm a bit like, I just don't really relate to this.
That's, well, it's all hard, isn't it? And I think that's why it's important to have, like you say, like, people that you kind of, like, reach to every now and then for certain things.
Yeah.
But I do think there is something about a friendship in your late 20s when it's a solid friendship that actually, you know, without sounding too cringe, is actually so beautiful. Like, it's actually so nice when you have someone that you're like, they just get me.
There's
nothing better than that, I don't think.
No, I think you're right, because it's so important to have those people. Like, when you find a friend and you really, really get, this is why I said about the whole, sometimes it's like, I'm a bit sad because I'll think, oh my God, like, I have really high hopes for a friendship and it just doesn't, like, it doesn't progress. Or, do you know, like,
yeah,
it doesn't,
I know what you mean.
You know, but then I'll meet someone and, like, it's so nice, yeah, when you find someone that you really click with and you're like, oh, this is the type of person that I need in my life.
Absolutely. I've got who I would, you know, say, you know, is my best friend, and we've kind of, like, turned into best friends through the years. Like, we kind of didn't necessarily start like that. Well, you never do you? But, you know, like, we were kind of close to other people, and then it's kind of, like, gone on. And we always say, like, gosh, we're actually really lucky, because not everyone has that.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you can kind of, I never take her for granted, but I do think, gosh, we are so lucky that I have someone that I trust more than even my own opinion sometimes. You know, like, and it's to have that is actually, you know, so lucky and so rare. But something I will say about friendships is people assume that friendships don't take work, and they absolutely take work.
I'm 100%. So me and my, like, best friend, another Sophie, we argue. We argue sometimes, like, we argue a lot. It's like we're sisters, but, like, you go through that because you're so close, and, like, you have to kind of go through those things to kind of, like, you can't just sort of, like, walk away from a friendship. It's just kind of how it works. It's like, it's like a normal relationship. You have ups and downs and stuff, but it's whether it's kind of, like, worth, you know, fighting for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And also as well, like, just showing up for them, like, has so much value that I think people just completely dismiss. Like, we used to say, like, you know, people would come in and be like, oh my gosh, like, you know, the friendship that you two have is, you know, so great. And I'm like, yeah, but I mean, we have a lot in common. We absolutely do have, in terms of values, our lives are completely different.
Yeah.
She's married, she's pregnant, she's bought the house, she's decorating. You know what I mean? Like, our lives are actually really different, but because our values are so aligned, then it kind of, it kind of works. But what we have done throughout the years without realizing we were doing it is we've always shown up for each other.
Yeah.
And I think that some people take for granted that that needs to happen in order to have that solid connection, because that's where it comes from, right? It comes from like having someone you can actually rely on, and someone that you know is going to be there, and the good and the bad, who's either going to bring tequila, or is gonna, you know what I mean, or is going to bring the tissues. It's like, you know, like it's kind of showing up, whereas I think sometimes people expect this kind of best friend or really close friend title without actually turning up and showing up.
That's so true. Yeah.
On that note, thanks for our friendship, Soph.
Yeah. I'm not cutting it off anytime soon.
Well, that's handy, because I'll be back next week.
Good point. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Loose Lip.
Yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed kind of unpacking friendships, and we'll be unpacking something completely different next week, and Extra Lippy on Friday, which is basically where we have a little bit of fun. Agni Ann. So come and send us any of your dilemmas at all. Hopefully we can be that little friendship for you and help you out. So it's at the Loose Lips
Podcast. At the Loose Lips Podcast.
Sorry.
Or Loose Lips at createproductions.com.
Oh, she did my work for me. Like a true friend. Or you can get us on our personal Instagrams, which is at Robin Richford and at Sophie HL Brown. And we will see you Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.